This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Experts from the United Nations, the Council of Europe and the OSCE have called for a concerted global response to fight the transnational scourge of human trafficking. Their appeal comes on European Anti-Trafficking Day that is marked on October the 18th every year. Andrew Cutting is a spokesperson on anti-trafficking for the Council of Europe, and he spoke to me about how Europe needs to implement a human rights-based approach when addressing this problem.
There are a number of different aspects. The first thing that we're calling for is for countries to really adopt a human rights-based approach, because one of the things that we see very often is that countries are very much focused on immigration or national security to the extent that a lot of victims or potential victims actually slip under the radar. If people's main priority is keeping regular migrants, say, out of the country, then people who have been subjected to these terrible human rights abuses are not going to get the protection that they need. So one thing we're calling for is this human rights-based approach. We're also saying that there's a need for countries to be comprehensive in their efforts on trafficking. So we're not just talking about women who are trafficked for sexual exploitation, although that is a very important part of it, but also more and more we're seeing men who are being trafficked for labour exploitation and children who are also being trafficked, whether it's for sexual exploitation or for forced begging or for other types of criminality. So we need to try and tackle all of these things together. And the best way to do this for all of the actors who are working in this area, such as international organisations, national governments, regional bodies, and crucially NGOs, they all need to be involved. They need to work together on this.
You say states have a responsibility to prosecute and punish traffickers, but how many EU states currently have effective laws and policies in place? Because I read that there's a very low incidence of traffickers being taken to court and punished for their crimes.
Sure. Well, the situation is complicated in Europe because on one hand, we have the 27 EU countries, and there is EU legislation on this which needs to be implemented by those 27. There's also the Council of Europe framework. Now, this is a broader body which includes 47 countries. And the Council of Europe has its anti-trafficking convention, and we have 40 European countries have signed up to this, and they've taken a binding legal commitment to put measures in place to prevent trafficking, to protect victims and to punish the offenders. And as you say, one of the things that we're regularly seeing is, for a start, we think the number of people who are being identified as victims is probably much lower than the real figure. And partly as a result of that, the number of prosecutions or successful prosecutions for trafficking is also very low.
Are you saying, in fact, that the problem of human trafficking is getting worse rather than better? And what sort of total figures are we talking about within Europe?
Because this is an illegal activity, it's very, very difficult to put precise figures on it. I know the European Union published a rough estimate last year. The impression is that trafficking is becoming more of a problem. And as I said, we're seeing more people who are being trafficked for different purposes, including labour exploitation. So there is a widespread feeling that this is a growing problem, although it's very, very hard to put precise figures on it.
Not even approximately, you know, whether it's more than 100,000, for instance.
I believe there was an estimate from the International Labour Organization a couple of years ago who said it's closer to 1 million than 100,000. We're certainly talking about large numbers of people.
And it's true, isn't it, that the majority, like 8 out of 10 of those trafficked are being trafficked for sexual exploitation?
It varies from country to country, to be honest. The Council of Europe publishes reports on the situation in each of the 40 countries that have signed up to our convention. And in some of those countries, such as Belgium springs to mind, but also Portugal, we're finding that the numbers of people being trafficked for labour exploitation are around the same, if not slightly greater than, the numbers being trafficked for sexual exploitation. Although, as you say, traditionally the trafficking for prostitution and sexual abuse is perhaps the overriding number one reason why this happens.
And presumably no country within Europe is immune from this problem.
No, Absolutely not. They all have different problems to tackle. So we have some countries which are countries of origin, where these countries like Moldova, for example, or Ukraine. We have some countries which are countries of transit, and the people are often, the trafficking victims often pass through those countries on the way to, for example, the UK or wherever it may be. And then we have other countries which are primarily countries of destination. So they all have different issues to face. But one other aspect which we've noticed recently in our country reports is that there are growing numbers of people who are being trafficked within national borders as well. And several countries have not focused on this to the same extent as they've been looking at international trafficking in the past. But this is another area where we think that more attention needs to be focused.